Calling all students. It's time to go back to school and learn the skill of organizing once and for all. Last year, the Organize 365 team and I took the last 10 years of organizing, teaching, and creating organization systems and streamlined each program for maximum transformation and application. You could see the full video of these orientations by going to organize365.com/orientations. It is go time. In each of these orientations, I will remind you why each Organize 365 product was created, what transformation you can expect, how long it will take, where you may go wrong, and how long your organization will last. Spoiler alert, it could last up to a decade or your lifetime. Enjoy auditing this series of orientations for the Organize 365 products, and then jump in and join us this fall as you get organized and achieve your own transformation. Remember, Organize 365 is here to support you in making the invisible work visible, helping you organize the work that is in front of you so that you have more time to do what you are uniquely created to do.
All right, welcome to the Paper Organizing Retreat Orientation. You can find a replay of this and the syllabus we're going to be going through over at organize365.com/orientations, or just go to the Organize 365 website under the event tab. You'll see the replays. You'll see the syllabuses for all of the orientations we're doing. The reason why we're doing orientations is because I realized I created a university and there's so many things that I share on the 500 podcast episodes that I've created over the last 8 years, that there's a lot of information. Like, if you focus on one topic in exclusivity for 10 years, you're going to come up with some new stuff. And what I've realized inside of the Organize 365 research that we did in the last 2 years is that we're onto something. And that organization is a learnable skill for sure, but where do you learn it? Like, people teach you how to declutter or how to make it look cute, but who teaches the actual skill of organizing? The skill of organizing is what we here at Organize 365 really focus on. And I've created quite a lot of different ways in which we can do those over the years. And today, specifically, we're going to be talking about paper organizing retreats. What is a paper organizing retreat? Well, I was a creative memories consultant for 17 years, and I have made over 100 albums just for our own family. Yeah, they don't want them all, but I love them all. And I've made over 300 for other people. And in the course of those 17 years, I taught people how to take the thousands and thousands of photos they had, get them down to the ones they wanted, and actually create meaningful albums. Most families just made a handful. I made a ridiculous amount, but we love doing it. And we loved doing it in community. And that was the big thing. Like, people would buy scrapbook supplies, but when they would do it in a Friday night workshop, and when we did it in our weekend retreat once a year, like, it was just different. It was still scrapbooking, but all of a sudden we were part of a community. It was also a girls' weekend away. It was so many things. And I loved that. So when I created Organize 365, I mean, organizing your house has to be done in your house, but I realized that paper organizing, that could be done away from your house. That was a way we could all come together in a community and get organized, kind of like I did with photos. So that's how I created the paper organizing retreat idea. And we have found here at Organize 365, what I thought was true, and our research proved, oh, it is so true, that Americans are drowning in a tsunami of paper. And the paper is not going anywhere. First of all, we're never going to be a paperless society. Grayson is 11 months old, my grandson. He already has a social security card and a birth certificate. He will need to keep track of those two pieces of paper for the rest of his life. America is a very paper-based society. And the paper organizing retreats are not really for the paper that's coming at us today. They're for the mountains and mountains and mountains of paper that we already have. Like, how do we figure out what to get rid of? What are we allowed to get rid of? I have said, and we know it's true, 85% of what we have in our filing cabinet, we do not need. But what 85%? Like, we don't know what 85%. So that's what a paper organizing retreat does for you. It's a weekend away, or you can do it virtually. There are virtual events on our calendar, but I'm going to talk specifically today about the weekend away. If you join me in Arizona, Florida, or Cincinnati in 2022 for an in-person, in a hotel, paper organizing retreat, what does that look like? Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to eat? What's the agenda? What can you expect to get done? That's what I want to cover here today. So paper, I mean, we can hide it for a while. We can put it in drawers. We can put it in cabinets. We can put it in whole closets. We can put them in basements, storage sheds, whatever. And we can hide it away. And you can literally not deal with your paper, but somebody eventually will. Someone in your house has your grandparents' paper and your parents' paper and your paper. And eventually, I'm 50. So I can tell you for sure, there's a lot of paper in my house that I did not originally create, right? But I have it. And you can leave that paper there and not do anything with it until an emergency happens. And these emergencies, when they happen, are at the most inconvenient time. You do not have time to deal with it. They are expensive. They are emotional. And the paper is critical for solving whatever the problem is. So here are some examples. My mother-in-law fell and broke her hip. All of a sudden, we're in charge of her house for 8 weeks because she was in rehab and all of that, and her medical care and her bills. Now we're doubling our workload, Greg and I, and of course, it came at a very inconvenient time. Here's a more exciting one. What if you get a new job and you decide that you want to move and you want to sell your house? Hello! A lot of that paper in the filing cabinet is going to go to the new homeowner. Like, you have time to go through your filing cabinet for a future homeowner to have paper. See what I mean? Like, you don't have time for that. You've got to move. You got to find a new doctor. You got to pack up everything else. And now you also have to go through your file cabinet and figure out what's your paper and what's the new homeowner's paper. Not convenient. What if someone passes away and you become the executor of the estate? Odds are you will be an executor of someone's estate in your lifetime. No one's ready for it. I wasn't ready for it. There's not really good manuals out there for it. A financial binder is everything you need in order to settle someone's estate, and it will really just walk you through that. What if COVID has happened, you schooled your kids at home, and now you realize there's a little something to what those teachers were saying. There's a diagnosis here that we were unaware of. And now you've gotten the testing and you're like, sure enough, there's a learning disability. There's ADHD, there's bipolar, there's autism, there's whatever. And you're like, you're over the shock of, oh my gosh, there is this label now on my child. It was the same child. But how do you process through advocating for these new diagnoses that your kids have now that you're back in school again, or you're moving on to secondary education, or you're graduating out of high school entirely? What governmental system is there for your kids, and how are they going to be supported, and what monies are available to you? That's our Warrior Mama binder. Or you live in a very beautiful climate most of the year, Florida, Texas, California. It's glorious to live there. Everybody wants to live where you live, except when hurricane season comes and the fires come. And then you got to get out, get out, get out. And you cannot get out a filing cabinet. You could get out binders, but you cannot get out a filing cabinet. So it's great as long as this is another year where you don't have to evacuate. But when you do have to evacuate, do you have what you need to evacuate with? These are the times when you're like, ugh, I wish my previous self would have taken care of my paper problem so that my current self can support my mother with her broken hip, advocate for my kids in the school, evacuate with ease without worrying about what I have left behind and just focusing on the people and what we're going to do in this evacuation situation. Preparation today gives you future capacity as you go through these emergency experiences. You're going to experience at least one of the things that I mentioned, at least once in your lifetime. Most of us are going to experience almost all of them. And we're never prepared. And we never want to invest the time. And I'm like, well, how can I make it fun? Because I'm a teacher. I love to organize paper. I love to plan. So I'm like, okay, how do I get more students? How do I get more people to love what I'm doing so I could trick them into being prepared for in the future so I can have fun with people? Like, that's basically what I'm trying to do. So I have been, every single situation that I told you about, other than evacuating the house, I have actually experienced. And so that is, you know, your experience informs your future, right? So that's how I created paper organizing retreats. Now, there are a couple of mindset shifts that you need to have in order to give yourself the permission and the grace in order to tackle your paper. And the first one is this. I need you to mentally agree with me that your paper is not going anywhere. You're going to have paper piles. Your parents are going to have paper piles. Your grandparents are going to have paper piles. Your kids are up. Everybody's going to have paper. Nobody knows what to do with it. Just repeat after me. I have paper. I don't know what to do with it, but there is a solution. It's all going to be fine. The second one, which is really a bummer, and we're really waiting for someone to do this one for us, and they're just not going to. No one's going to organize your paper for you. Like, you really want the paper fairy to come and magically you're going to go down and all of a sudden the file cabinet is going to be organized again. It's totally not. And you know, you only need to keep 15% of what you have, but what 15%? We just don't even know what is the checklist. And then finally, I want you to really just for a little bit of time here today, imagine what it would be like if you actually left your house to organize your paper, which I know is a really bizarre concept because I created it myself and nobody is doing it. It's like not normal. But imagine what it was like. Would it be like if you actually loaded your whole car, truck, SUV, minivan full of paper, which hundreds of people have done. I know it sounds odd, but they've done. Like, just keep box. Every time you find more paper, just keep throwing it in the car, throwing it in the car, throwing it in the car. Get in the car, go get your favorite coffee, fountain Coke, whatever, and you're going to take a road trip and you're going to come see me and you've got all of this paper with you. But when you get there, you're going to be fed. You're going to be around friends. There are going to be people who tell you what 85% you can get rid of. Shredded is literally going to come on site, or the shredding company is going to come on site. They're going to shred all of your stuff. So you don't have to worry, like, how am I going to get it shredded? It'll be shredded on site. It'll be, you don't have to worry about if anybody's going to see your stuff because it's going to be shredded right there. And you're going to leave with the 15% that you're supposed to have, like, and no one's going to interrupt you. You can't do laundry if you're at a hotel. You can't be interrupted for $20 to go to the fast food if you're at a hotel. I mean, you can Venmo it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, your sole purpose for a weekend will be to solve this problem. And when you go home, you're going to go home with like just a couple of boxes. Like, can you actually even imagine what that would be like to do that? It is so much fun. It is so much fun. And you can do it. The number one error that people make in coming to an in-person paper organizing retreat is that they don't bring enough paper. And if you see the pictures that we're going to show you of the amount of paper people bring, like, they load the truck with the bed, with the whole like full minivans full of paper, come into these hotels and you're like, there's no way. Yes, there totally is a way. We totally get through all of the paper. Okay, great. Lisa, exactly. Play by play. What does this look like? If I'm going to go to Arizona, if I'm going to go to Cincinnati, if I'm going to go to Orlando, and I am going to literally, this sounds the most bizarre thing I've ever heard, but if I was to literally keep putting all my paper, bags, boxes, bins, envelopes, all of it into the car, and I pull up in front of the hotel, then what? Okay, so we start Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We open the doors. You are going to get a dolly, you know, that you would put suitcases on, and you're just going to keep bringing in and bringing in and bringing in all your paper. You're going to have a table with two chairs, one for you to sit in and one for you to put your box in that you're sorting. And you are literally going to bring in to the hotel dozens and dozens of banker's boxes and suitcases. And some people bring wagons. I'm telling you, they bring all this paper in. You're going to bring it all in. And once you get in there, I am going to welcome you around 9:30. We're going to introduce you to the Organize 365 staff that's going to be there to support you. Certified organizers are being trained that weekend about, we've trained them the day before on what is recyclable and what is not recyclable. And then you will be working with them in small groups or even sometimes one-on-one, and they will be helping you get through this paper. And I'm going to take you through this survey because here's the thing that I realized. 10 years ago, when I was doing in-home paper organizing, if I could spend 15 minutes with a homeowner and they would answer all of my paper organizing questions, I could take all of their paper out of their house to my house and return back to them the 15%, and they didn't look at a single piece of paper. And let me just tell you, Even professional organizers are amazed by what I have done. And it is my favorite thing to do. It's just not scalable. I love to still be doing this. So now I'm doing it on a retreat. So I'm going to give you the survey. We are going to go step by step through 15 minutes. And I'm going to make you make decisions about your paper. And miraculously, this checklist that I have created will hit 99 out of 100 pieces of paper that you hit. Like when you pick it up, you will now have an answer to what to do with that paper that you did not before. And that's what I do inside of this. Then at 12 o'clock, hope you had your coffee because we are running. Like we are running from 10 to 12. Your job is to not think for 2 solid hours. Your job is to get through as many boxes as possible. And the only question you have is, do I need to keep it or is it going to go? And you don't even have to decide if it's going to be shredded or recycled because all of our shredding companies shred everything. So it doesn't matter. Even if it's recyclable, as long as it can go and it's paper, it goes in these big locked trash cans that we have that are going to go out and literally get shredded on site around 2 or 3. So from 10 to 12, you've answered all your questions and you're just like going in a box. Oh yeah, I made this decision. This whole box can actually be shredded. Really quickly, you start to eliminate a lot. At 12 o'clock, we have lunch together and it's going to be a buffet lunch. It'll have like a salad. I think Italian is what I picked for each hotel. We did it yesterday. So it's a salad. It's some kind of a chicken or a pasta or whatever. It's a little buffet lunch that we'll have. We'll all eat together. You get to meet everyone. And then after you've had lunch, then you have about another 90 minutes before the shredding company is coming. And all we're doing on Saturday is the big sort inside of the book, The Paper Solution. We are just figuring out how much of the 85% of what we brought we can actually shred. And if you figure out how much it costs in order to get paper shredded, you will realize that you're going to make back your money in registration just in the shredding cost alone. Actually, I just ran the numbers and I lose money on this event. So I don't make any money on this event whatsoever, but it's just a wonderful give back to the world for how are we going to get through these paper piles? Because if you can learn how to get through these paper piles, then you can take it to your family. And then you probably will become a certified organizer because it's so much fun that you'll be like, oh my gosh, I had no idea the 36 hours can make this much of an emotional weight difference in my life of getting through this paper. So around 1:30 to 2:30, the shredding company will come on site and we will start to shred everything. And then all of a sudden, the energy level will come down quite a bit inside of the room. You'll be like, okay, I've gotten here. It is a weird event, but it is kind of fun. So I'm enjoying myself. So I've had fun. And you will already see immediately at least a 50% reduction in the amount of papers that you brought. You may see up to an 80 to 90% reduction and the amount of papers that you brought. From this point forward, from 3 o'clock on, if it is not recyclable, you need to take it home and shred it yourself because we don't want to be liable for that. And then we move into sorting. So if you've gotten through all of your boxes, which you should have because we're going to have organizers on staff that will help you as long as you allow them to touch your paper, you should have gotten through most of your boxes. You will be mind blown and you'll be so exhilarated by how much you have done, but also you will have done a lot of work at this point. So the rest of Saturday, you're really going to slow down a bit, look at what you have left. Okay, so what you have left, we're going to really talk about these binders. These 5 binders are all that I have. I have tax documents in my file cabinet, and I have these 5 binders, and that's it. I really don't have anything else in my house for paper. I have some business paperwork. My kids each have their own binder, but I just have these basic 4 binders. Now, you will not actually be filling out the binders on the weekend. So that is something that I want to let you know. You might be if you don't come with a lot of papers to organize, but really the purpose of the weekend is to get the bulk down to a manageable amount. And then for the rest of the weekend to divide what's left into the container it will be when you are done organizing. So now you're going to take all that paper, and we're going to give you these colored bins to use while you're there. And each one is color coded to a binder. So everything that goes in the red bin is medical paperwork. Anything that goes in the blue bin is family or household related. And anything that goes in the green bin is a money thing. And so this is going to become your financial binder. This is going to divide into your household operations and your reference binder. And this is going to become your medical binder. And the benefit of the weekend is not getting the binder stuck. The benefit of the weekend is leaving with this bin. We'll put it in a big Ziploc bag for you and we'll label it. And when you get home, then you could take the time to fill out the workbook and make the financial binder. But now you're like, I've been through all of my paper. I've literally been through all of my paper. This is what I need for my financial binder. I need this baggie, plus the binder, plus my computer, plus my brain. Now, it may take me a couple of weekends to get the financial binder all the way done, but at least I know how I have all the paper pieces in order to make that binder. So you'll start working on that. From 4 to 5, I'll be having a live book signing at the hotel. So people inside of the community in Arizona, Orlando, Cincinnati that are not at the paper organizing retreat, maybe they've already been to one or we sold out. These events will definitely sell out. They just want to come meet me, have a book signed, whatever. Because also, this is so exciting. We're going to have stores. Like we're going to have a store on site. If you were watching me on Instagram yesterday, you saw that I was figuring out what inventory I would be able to take or ship there. So we'll have portable Sunday baskets, work boxes, all the 2.0 supplies, not everything that you see on the Organize 365 website, but quite a bit there. So people from the community will be coming to see things in person because an online company, like, don't you want to flip through the planner? Don't you want to see what the pencil pouch is like? Like, don't you want to kind of see it? So people will be coming by from the community for a book signing. And then we will close down the store that night around 5. Dinner is on your own. You could DoorDash something. You go to, you may want to take a break and leave. I find that having lunch together really gets us all in community, but everybody takes dinner at different time and everybody has different food preferences. So dinner is on your own. I will be leaving at 6:30. And then you can stay until 9 o'clock in the hotel room, and the ballroom that we're in will be locked overnight. So you may want to, if this is a weekend away for you, schedule meeting someone in that city. If you don't normally live there, go do a spa thing, take an Epsom salt bath, go see a movie, like pamper yourself that night and really give yourself this extra gift of some time away. Or you may take one of those baggies up to your hotel room and keep working on it. A binder all night long. I've known people to do that as well. The next day on Sunday, I will not be on site in Arizona. I will be in Orlando and I won't be in Cincinnati. On Sunday is a day for you to then focus and finish one project, finish one binder, finish sorting all your papers so that when you go home, you have everything where you need to be. And this is a great day to go through your Sunday basket. And we will have lunch. It'll be a box lunch on Sunday, just like a sandwich and chips and whatever, in case you're going to take it and hit the road. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll be doing a live Sunday basket workshop with Monique and the Organize 365 team. So if you're like, yeah, I'm looking forward to going through my Sunday basket in person, step by step, how we do it online in the club, we will do it in person in Cincinnati. In person on Sunday. I will not be there for that. Like you really go through your Sunday basket and start to figure that out. So what supplies do you need to bring to a paper organizing retreat? Well, the first thing you need is your paper. Like you need your paper. So the first time I did these paper organizing workshops in Cincinnati, I did them in my family room, in my home in 2003. And I put up a little sign at my church and I put it up different places. And I had five people come to my first one. And in that one was, it was a group of 3 women. They all had school age kids and they brought like all the bins of their kids' artwork and they stored all their artwork and they made binders. And then in the family room, I had a direct sales friend and she brought all of her financial paperwork and she organized everything for her taxes. And then there was a man who joined me from my church and he came to every single paper organizing workshop I ever had. And he just would bring banker's boxes of files. He would just bring another whole bunch of files and I would go through them with him and teach him what he needed to save from his filing cabinet. So you may wonder, who's going to be in this room? It's going to be mostly women. I'm just going to tell you it's going to be mostly women. But I will tell you this. I've had many, many families where they are, where they bring their whole family to the event. Like they bring their whole family to the event and the family goes and does something. And it has been the woman up to this point. It has been the woman who will stay and keep doing the paper organizing. And then in the evening, he meets up with her and they answer all these questions and she's able to get rid of a whole bunch more and they go. Now, I've also had siblings come and organize their parents' paperwork. And I know that going forward, we will have couples come where they both get a table and they just do this together. And this is their weekend away and they might do something at night. So up until this point, it's been mostly women, but it does not need to be exclusively women. So don't worry about that. If you want to come as a couple, or if you're a man, we would love to have you join us. What you need to remember to bring is your paper. If I've not made this clear enough, you think I'm crazy. I am crazy. I'm very weird, but I'm telling you, you can't bring too much paper. You're like, trust me, I can bring too much. Maybe if you brought multiple vehicles, but one vehicle full of paper will not be too much paper. Sorry, I'm streaming this and it's frozen on the app. you can't break too much paper. Secondly, if you have the binders, you can bring them. We will not be selling the binders on site, just they're really hard to ship. You'll be able to see the binders. You'll be able to see everything there. But if you want a binder, we will be shipping those from home office. We'll have extra slash pockets. We'll have extra like the organized 365 basic supplies that you might need. But you'll want to bring your own supplies like label maker, stapler, all that. We'll have a little list for you to bring. And then your Sunday basket. You definitely, definitely are going to want to bring your Sunday basket because you'll be adding things to them. And the value of doing an in-person live Sunday basket workshop is amazing. So tips for success. Pack your car and we'll take care of the rest. Like I've given you all the details because a lot of people like to know all of the details. But really the details are bring all of your paper. We'll take it from there. That's all you need to do is bring all of your paper. Here are a few of the ways in which you can go wrong in your expectations for your weekend. And the number one way, and I want you to really hear me about this, is that you expect that your paper will be 100% organized by the time you leave. It will not. It will not. You will not have like done all your binders in one weekend. That is an unrealistic expectation for you and an unrealistic expectation for me. A win is that you leave the paper organizing retreat with only paper that you know that you still need. That everything, that the 85% that you're not sure if you need or don't need, you've already gotten rid of it, or you now have one bag that needs to be shredded because it was after the shredding company has already left. Like you're going home just with the paper that you actually need. That's a huge win. I'm going to repeat it for number two, expecting that your binders will be 100% organized when you leave. They're not going to be 100% organized when you leave. A win would be that your paper is sorted by binders, so you know how to do that. And you might have one that you got all the way organized over the weekend, especially if you didn't bring a full carload of paper, then you might have one binder done by the time that you leave. And you know your, ability level. Like you know how much you could realistically get done, but do not expect that you're going to get all of these done in one weekend. You might if you do two paper organizing retreat weekends. I've had people do two or three, and then they do get all of this done. And they're like, yeah, I only do this when I come see you. And number three, I've said it like three times already, but I'm going to keep saying it. The biggest way you can go wrong is not bringing enough paper for the weekend. You're like, there's no way. Like two suitcases full has to be enough. No, it's not. It's not enough. Bring all your paper, all your paper. Because the unique thing about the paper organizing retreats Organize 365 is doing that are different than the certified organizers would be doing is ours are training retreats. As in, there are certified organizers there that have just become certified, that just learned all of this stuff, that are literally going to help you. It's like you have a personal professional organizer all weekend with you. So whatever you can do, multiply that by two. And then with the knowledge of all of the things I'm going to teach you, multiply it by two again. Like whatever you could get done in a weekend at home, multiply that by four. That's what you're going to get done in a paper organizing retreat. So what does this look like? What do people who have been in paper organizing retreats say? It's undescribable. Like I have tried to describe it, but it's not really describable until you experience it. Like people cannot believe how much paper they have gotten rid of. The feeling of knowing where all of your paper is not a feeling we've ever had before. And it's amazing how relieving that feeling is. People love the in-person paper, the Sunday basket workshop at the end. Like they really understand a Sunday basket after doing it in person with Monique. And they just have so much fun being around the Organized 365 community. I mean, you know you. You're fabulous. Can you imagine being around other yous all weekend? It's great. It's the best thing ever. So the more organized 365 systems you acquire, the more organization you get, the more compounded time you get, and the more capacity you have for the unexpected events that we know are going to happen in your lifetime. This paper organizing retreat is the way to jumpstart your paper organizing, really get that ball rolling so that you can get your binders done in just a matter of a couple of months and have that fully checked off so that you are prepared and ready going forward. In 2022, I will be in Arizona, October 1st and 2nd. We will be in Orlando, October 8th and 9th, and we'll be in Cincinnati, December 10th and 11th. Orlando is already half sold out, and both Arizona and Cincinnati have a lot of registrants. Our max capacity is 24 people. It's not a lot of people. So if this is something that you want to do, make sure that you register because these will sell out. We are looking at some locations in 2023, but we have not secured any of those yet. So I'm going to go ahead and answer any questions that are here. I've got the webinar, I've got Instagram, and then I'm just going to have to shut down the app because a call came in and it bounced me out. Ugh, I hate when it does that. All right, so I'm going to start with the webinar. Any questions that you guys have, go ahead and type in there. I'm going to go ahead and look through Instagram and see if there are any questions over there. You just need to type them in the comments and I'll answer your specific questions for the paper organizing retreat. If you don't have any. Oh yeah, tax audit. So what about a Friday workbox? What if you want to do a Friday workbox? So the paper organizing retreat is designed to eliminate your filing cabinet and go through all of your backstock of paper so that you have just what you need. There are specific Friday workbox certified organizers that can take you through creating your business workbox. That's not what this is for. There are certified organizers that can help you do that. It's a weird event, but fun. Yeah. Do you guys have any questions? What questions do you have? They're all very attentive, but I don't see any questions. So would we even bring sentimental items, greeting cards, et cetera? Yep, you could bring everything. Everything that is a paper. Don't bring your photos, though. I mean, even though I would love it, don't. They are little pieces of paper. Don't bring them. I mean, if they're in the box, we'll sort them out, but don't come with a bunch of photos. That will not work. Are there online paper organizing retreats? Yes. So if you go to organize365.com, the event tab, under there, we have 30 certified organizers that can do retreats. They do in-person retreats. They're in many, many states. And they do online virtual paper organizing retreats. The certified organizers are independent business owners. They've been trained in Organize 365 and our paper organizing methods. They set their own pricing. They set their own hours. They set their own what their events look like. Their events typically, though, are about 6 hours. So a virtual paper organizing retreat is usually about 6 hours. There are some certified organizers that have like 3-hour virtual paper organizing retreats, and they have packages where you could buy multiples. And there are a lot of benefits to doing a virtual paper organizing retreat. You're in your house, your paper's already there. You don't have any expense of driving anywhere, a hotel, or any of that. The in-person paper organizing retreat that I am facilitating is best for those of you that want to jumpstart your paper organizing. You literally want to ditch your filing cabinet in a weekend. You would like to do it with help and you would like to do it with other people because really you would like to not do it at all. And you know that you haven't done it up until this point. And if you have to do it at home, the odds of you doing it are like none. So fine. I'll just take it there because once it's there, it's easier to get rid of it than to actually bring it back home. And so you kind of trick yourself into doing the work. Okay, so that's the online paper organizing retreats. I was pretty thorough in my notes for this syllabus, so you might not have actually any questions. Any other questions though? So the cost of the Cincinnati, the Arizona, Orlando, and Cincinnati events is $299 for the weekend. Like I said, I totally underpriced it. So that's a problem for me, but not for you. hotel is not included in that. Lunch on Saturday, lunch on Sunday is included. There's water in the room. And if you stay at the hotels that we've picked, which are Embassy Suites in Arizona and Orlando, your breakfast is included. There's a coffee all day thing, and there's a happy hour and drinks included at night. So that's why we're not including any of that in ours, because it's already included in the hotels we picked. And in Cincinnati, we're at the Holiday Inn. It's $5 for breakfast. They don't have the happy hour like they do at Embassy Suites. All right. I don't see any questions. Of course, you can always ask questions inside of our app. You can always email customer service at organize365.com. They're happy to answer your questions as well. I want to see you and hug you in person. So if you live anywhere close to Arizona, Orlando, or Cincinnati, please come. I would love to see you. It's a really, really great weekend. It's a gift for yourself. It's a gift for your family. That's why I love doing Creative Memories, because the family benefited and whoever got to go to the events benefited from the time away and the camaraderie. It's like a win-win-win-win-win, which is what I like to do. Thank you everyone so much for joining me on this. The replay for this will be at organize365.com/orientations. And that is located under the events tab as well. Thank you so much.
Are you ready to join us? I hope so. Head on over to organize365.com/orientations to see the full video of this podcast, or organize365.com/shop to make your purchase. And remember, you can always email customer service at organize365.com. They would love to answer any questions that you have and help you create a custom plan for how you can tackle and get your home organized once and for all.